Happy Bastille Day. Woohoo! Biggest national holiday in France. Also the 12th day of that country's most famous sporting event, the Tour de France. And today's race was a doozy. After a crash, the race leader was seen running up a hill. It's been 4 years since race organizers stripped Lance Armstrong of his 7 consecutive Tour de France titles because of doping. So let's take a look with Mike Pesca, here now sports analyst and host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, happy Bastille Day.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You too.
Not so happy for Chris Froome, though. I mean, he won last year. And like I said, he was seen running up Mont Ventoux after he crashed into a bike that crashed into a motorbike. Some of the riders are saying everyone's all over the road. It's a mess. They have to do something about this.
Yeah, well, Froome is 2-time winner. He won in 2013 also. And I'll quote from a BBC reporter, Chris Osborne, a bonkers, bonkers, bonkers day of cycling. So the spectators gathered so closely that it created a jam. And there is online, you can even see the video of the Australian rider who crashes into the motor car. Chain reaction, Froome loses his bike. So he starts running up the hill. They're half mile from the finish line. This is not the best way to go about winning the Tour de France, though. The rules, it says a rider can cross the finish line without a bike if he's carrying the bike. So they're not explicit on wheels on the ground or feet on the ground.
And let me try to get a bike, but they were too small, so he's hopping on bikes.
And he would have lost the yellow jersey and been behind by a lot, but they went and they clarified it was not his fault, and so now he's still in the lead. Do yourself a favor, if you could find some of the commentary
on this, it
is crazy.
Okay, we'll post it. But meanwhile, I want to ask you, because one of the big concerns, we talked about doping, and this year, officials are using these infrared cameras to catch cyclists who are using tiny electric motors attached to bicycle wheels. This is called mechanical doping or moto doping. I'm looking at a picture of one of these disguised as a television cameras, you know, infrared cameras. Is this really still happening?
Well, they did catch a female rider in an under 23 event, and some Italian riders were caught. But it does seem that, unlike the cat and mouse game between medical doping or drug doping, this one, there are good ways of cracking down on it. The infrared cameras do sense when motors are being used. And they also really very much seem to be intent on scanning all the bikes. And I think the top riders are not part of this moto doping.
Well, it's just such a crazy thing. I mean, what if you went too fast and suddenly you're like, woo, you're taking off? It would seem obvious to other riders who know how fast you go.
I think where it would be useful is one of these mountains. And so today's mountain phase, Ventoux, that's one of the toughest mountains, if not the toughest in the Tour. And but for the crash, we'd be talking about, you know, the amount of oxygen, the amount of work. So just what does a motor do? A motor is a machine that does work. Any amount of work that can be taken away from the rider and put onto a machine can be helpful and possibly undetectable without the cameras.
And giving you a little bit of a rest while you're still pedaling. Well, Chris Froome, do you think he will get the lead again?
He has extended his lead on the number two rider from last year. He's a really, really strong rider. The French also have this aesthetic sense about things and never liked him. They thought he was too safe. But this year he's attacking. So they're applauding him on the podium. So he might win and he might actually become popular.
Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst. He could try running, too.
Biathlon.
The daily podcast at justitslate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.